Last week, Amnesty International, along with other organisations, launched a new platform called Aotearoa Justice Watch. The platform helps those experiencing issues within Aotearoa's prison system speak out, with the aim of increasing transparency after reports of human rights abuses. Here is Joe Wickens speaking to Lisa Woods, the campaign director from Amnesty International, on this matter.
Tell me about the launch of Aotearoa Justice Watch.
Yeah, so Aotearoa Justice Watch is a collaboration between Amnesty International, JustSpeak, and the New Zealand Council for Civil Liberties. And essentially, it's created a platform where people can share concerns they're experiencing in the prison or policing space. And this information can then inform advocacy and campaigning work. An example of how it might do that is by highlighting potential issues that we can then investigate. I think something that came through really strongly in a period of community engagement that we did before launching the project was that there was a really big need for transparency in the corrections and policing space, and people felt they just didn't know what was going on, and there was an element of we just don't know what we don't know. So with Aotearoa Justice Watch, this provides a platform for us, hopefully, to hear a little bit more and understand more about what's happening and really strengthen advocacy and campaigning work in this area.
Reports have highlighted various human rights issues within the prison system. Can you touch on the situation we see in prisons at the moment?
Yeah, look, there's been a steady stream of really serious human rights issues that have been raised in the prison space. And, you know, some examples of the types of things that we've seen raised last year and carrying over to this year. There was a district court case where the judge found instances of degrading and inhumane treatment, as well as excessive use of force. Last year, we were hearing concerns about whether or not people were getting their entitlements of an hour outside of their cell a day during lockdown, and work by us, as well as many others in the community to really drill down on this issue, found that there were really big questions here about whether or not people were getting their minimum entitlements, but also just really examples of big issues with your really basic record keeping, which is so important in terms of being able to know whether or not people are getting their minimum entitlements and ensure accountability. And also, you know, we're regularly seeing reports from the Office of the Inspectorate, which is highlighting really big issues. And actually, they recently, at the end of last week, just announced, released a report into women in the prison system, and they found a whole lot of issues, from bullying to healthcare to strip searches raising issues. And it talked about one instance where a woman who was still bleeding after giving birth was required to be strip searched. So we know there were issues, which is one of the reasons it's so important that we're getting a really good grip and understanding of what's happening.
Thomas Beagle, the chairperson for the New Zealand Council for Civil Liberties, said that they believe prisons should be a tool of last resort and that prison sentencing should be an option for the most serious crimes. Do you think there needs to be a different approach when it comes to sentencing in this country?
Yeah, I mean, it's really clear that the current system we have with our prisons isn't working, and that we need to be ensuring that we're not only understanding the structural issues that are causing it not to work well, but when we're thinking about different ways of doing things, we're looking and identifying what those structural issues are so that we can make sure when we're doing things differently that we're addressing those core concerns. A really big focus for us is, you know, we don't just want to see tinkering around the edges with some of these policy approaches, but we really want to see the nitty-gritty work of recognising and openly identifying what these structural issues are and then addressing that, and whether or not that's there's a range of issues in that space, and that includes racism, it includes overly punitive approaches. So there's a whole lot of things there, and then work, once understanding those, needs to think about, okay, how can we do things differently?
The last time we spoke, we discussed prisoner rights when it comes to preventing the spread of COVID-19 within prisons. Has Aotearoa Justice Watch been in the works for a while, or is this more of a recent campaign?
Yeah, well, actually, good question, because it's actually been developed over the last year and a half. So something here at Amnesty is we often hear reports from people, get in touch with human rights concerns, and we know this happens with other organisations as well. And based on those concerns that we hear, we sometimes you dig a bit deeper and you really unearth a really big issue there. And so one of the things, talking with other organisations, we thought, it'd be really great if we could do this in a more systematic way and try and make it easier for people to be able to lodge these concerns so that we can start to really get a feel for what's happening on the ground. And time again, when we were talking to people in the community about what they would like to see, whether or not a project of this nature would be useful, people were just saying, look, it's just that feeling of we don't know what's happening on the ground. It's so hard to get a feel for what the issues are, and we know that there are barriers for people using the complaint system or wanting to lodge complaints, and therefore that makes it, sort of what's wrong in the system can be a bit obscure. So, one of the things with this was really just trying to be able to paint a picture, to be able to understand what's happening, and therefore from that strengthen the campaign's work. And it's interesting to note that in the recent report by the Inspectorate, and this was just specifically into Auckland Women's, they noted big issues with the complaints process there, and actually described the compliance with the complaints process as poor during that review period. So, we know there's issues in this space, and people are really clearly saying we need more transparency. So we really hope with this platform that we can, try and assist there.
With the drive that Justice Watch has for transparency, do you think this could lead to a change within the prison system in this country?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I didn't mention earlier that I should mention is with the information we get in terms of the complaints people have lodged, and the type of complaints that people are lodging with the platform, is that we will make that available to others who are advocating in this area, so that we know there's lots of people in this space trying to build a better system, trying to create a vision for something that could work better. So we'll make this information available to the community, so hopefully that can strengthen their work in terms of creating a better system there. Of course, it's important to note that any information we provide will be completely anonymous, so there's no identifying information, but we know that the system isn't working and that change is needed, and we know that there are many in the community doing this amazing mahi to build a better vision, to build a better future in this space, and we hope that this information can really strengthen that advocacy work.
That was Jo Wickens speaking to Lisa Woods about Aotearoa Justice Watch.